know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good morning. I'm Jenna Barr, 850-437-1620. It's time for some fun, and it's Friday. Deja Dowdell is here from Play Pensacola. Good morning.
Good morning, Jenna. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm so excited to see your sunshiny face.
Thank
and
you.
Have some fun. And I really want to just recap, honestly, the grand opening of Legion Field's splash pad. I have my own thing, but how did it go?
Oh my goodness, Jenna. And that was such a phenomenal event. I'm so thankful to have been a participant in making sure that we ensured that everyone had a great day. Everyone came out. We had Mayor Robinson out.
He was so precious running through the splash pad. That was so sweet. And it reminded me how amazing our community
Absolutely.
Is here. And if you don't know, so Legion Field, it kind of is tucked away a little bit.
Yes.
It's not just out in the open. A lot of people, when they think splash pad, they think down at the Palafox Pier.
Plaza de Luna.
Yes. And so they don't really know that we have not only this amazing field there. I'll tell you in a second, but a playground, a gazebo area, you can have a little party there. There's areas for running. You can walk.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
A lot. And it's right off of Garden. And I want to say, is it H or I?
It's you can off kind of I and it's on Gregory Street.
Yeah. And so you can get there. So kind of tucked in between that, nestled into Garden, Gregory, that area. And it's so nice and quiet and beautiful. And so this was an opportunity, especially with kids being out for the summer last Saturday, to reopen and kind of just debut the new splash pad.
Yes. And so Legion Field had several improvements. They're David Forte, who's our capital improvements manager and actually our interim public works director, spearheaded this project. And we had installation of 34 solar lights. We had pavilion upgrades, as well as a new press box for our football field and the sidewalk paths. And in addition, the splash pad, which, of course, that was the highlight of the show.
I mean, what kid doesn't love a splash pad?
It was so amazing to see everyone out there, smiling faces. I mean, after such a rough year, just to be able to step back and look at everyone, take in that moment, it was very, very beautiful to witness. I appreciate all of our elected officials who came out, all of our community partners. Westside Garland District did a phenomenal job with ensuring that they were a leader, like had leadership representation in their neighborhood. And as you mentioned, our traditional splash pad, our Plaza de Luna splash pad, which is actually closed at the moment out off of Palafox Pier, is the one that everyone goes to. So this one is tucked and it is a part of a neighborhood, but it's inviting. It's a great way to explore. We have Westside Library, that's a part of Escambia Libraries, yes.
Oh, and yeah, that's right.
Theophilus May Center is
yes.
right on that same property. So Legion Field is a hub. There's a lot of stuff that is going on there. So we are very happy to have had everyone out for that.
Well, it's very timely for summer. And again, congratulations. Great job.
Thank you.
I know there's a lot of hard work in maintaining, upkeeping all of our parks, all 93 of them across our county, and making Pensacola the most beautiful place that we can live and fun.
Yes.
Like, so you can play and you can get out there. And you, when your kids say, I'm bored, be like, oh no, you are not. I've got something for you. Which park? Go ahead and choose. And then, you know, just thinking about, you know, having this opportunity where kids can walk there. There's a lot of families in that area.
Yes, they are.
It's within walking distance and it's fenced in, y'all. So you don't have to be like, oh, did my kid just wander out onto Gregory? No, it's fenced in. And so you have some peace of mind.
Thank you for highlighting that too. That's a key thing, because it's not as populated of an area, so you do have that ability to sit back. There's a gazebo that's right adjacent to the splash pad, so you could directly look on to your child play, let them tire themselves out, yes, and have a great time.
Well, I do have to say, personal side note, I knew y'all opened on Saturday, had plans, so I couldn't come out, and so this past Wednesday took the kiddos down there, and I mean, of course, they had a blast. Like, all the screaming, you know, you had to take like ibuprofen with you. But it's good. It's the good screaming, the good happy. So it was such a joy to watch all these kids come together and yes, play, make friends. There's community happening. And they were just taking turns going back and forth under the buckets that dump on your head.
The bucket, yes. I seen one young, he had to be about 10 years old, but the bucket, he just stood underneath, waited for it to come down, and just lifted his hands. It was so hilarious.
And you know, that's the thing. It's like, they look forward to that.
Absolutely.
You know, you go on vacations everywhere, right? I'm going to go to Disney, and it's 98 degrees there, and we're going to walk around. But what do they look forward to the most? The pool and the splash pad area. They want to be in the water. It's warm here. And so I'm just so thankful. And hey, if you want to chime into the conversation today, please feel free to 850-437-1620. Again, 437-1620. If you have a question or a comment for Deja, please, you know, or if you went to the grand opening of Legion Field's splash pad, right?
Yes.
If you went, we'd love to hear your feedback.
Definitely. Please do reach out. We had so many community partners. Meraki Solar was out on the grill. Thank you guys. That food was so good. Pensacola Energy provided the Blue Flame, which I want to let everyone know that is available for rent. That's another community resource that's available. So the grill that we utilize to be able to grill for everyone,
okay,
that is something that you can access directly with Pensacola Energy. So do reach out to them. That is reservable.
And really?
It's a free community resource. Let me add that. You know, same thing with the splash pad. You know, these are all free of charge. So if you are interested in just coming out and want to have a good time, schedule, reserve a birthday party, for instance, that is there for you to use.
That's it. Where do people go to get that information?
So do reach out to Pensacola Energy directly on their website if you are interested in reserving the Blue Flame. They also have a second grill. I don't know the name of it off the top of my head, but it is available for reservation. And then, of course, the splash pad, 1301 West Gregory Street. Come on out. It's free. If you ever go by and you happen to notice that it's off, we haven't turned off the fountain. That is, it is open from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. 7 days a week. But you do have to press this little button because yes, we're conserving water.
I love that.
And that's just what we should do for in the environment. You turn it on and there's the waterworks. Everything starts.
It's so much fun. And again, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Deja Dowdell from Play Pensacola. And she helps keep our city running, our parks beautiful, just helps bring new ideas too to our community to have fun and enjoy where we live. Speaking of which, it's summer, which means we have some movie time.
Yes. Thank you so much for everyone who came out last Friday to our Hill Kelly Movies in the Park series. We are so happy to bring this resource back. So we every year we have everyone come out. You want to bring your lawn chairs, you want to bring your blanket out, and just have enjoy a nice evening underneath the stars. Our pre-show activities start at 6, where you can interact with some of our community partners as well as us. We have booths set up out, but the movie starts at sunset, and we have all of that movie information on our website. So if you're interested in any of the movie titles that we're going to be showing, we actually have another one coming up on the 9th. So we want everyone to come out and enjoy.
Okay, excellent. And I was there. It was so much fun. Let me tell you, you can just enjoy so much here in our city. And it was the most perfect evening.
Thank you.
With one of my favorite friends, and we brought the kids and like probably 10 pounds of gummy bears and worms and all those things, and just laid out on the blankets and just enjoyed that breeze.
Yes, it was a warmer day, and as the sun went down, the breeze came, and I was like, yes.
So that's my thing, right, Deja? Like, people are like, oh, it's too hot, you know, I don't want to come out. it definitely cools off.
It does. It
later
does.
In the day.
Absolutely.
And we have to take a quick break, if that's okay. We're going to come back for more with Play Pensacola, but we want to talk a little bit more about Community Maritime Park and the rest of the fun that we're going to have. I'm Jenna Barg. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
The Escambia County Sheriff's Office is your sheriff's office, and together we strive to keep our community safe. I'm Sheriff Chip Simmons, and one of the easiest things that you can do to prevent a crime is to lock your doors and keep it yours. You can form a neighborhood watch by joining our Neighborhood Watch program, or get involved with your sheriff's office by signing up for our Citizens Law Enforcement Academy. For more information about safety tips or programs we provide, visit our website at escambiaso.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Symphony presents its annual outdoor 4th of July Sparks and Stars concert this Sunday night at Community Maritime Park. Showtime is 7 and admission is free and includes a flyover by firefighter jets and fireworks from Blue Wahoo Stadium. If you can't go in person, then catch it live from 7 till 9 right here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money talk on The Ramsey Show. No more because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel. Deja Dowdell is here from Play Pensacola. We're having fun this Friday morning talking about the fun that you can have as you play throughout our amazing city. 850-437-1620. We have a question coming in, and you can absolutely chime in with your questions and comments. Splash pads are awesome, our listener says. Just curious, is the water supplied by a local well, or is it supplied by city water?
Oh, that's a good question. That is a very good question. I probably can find that out and have an answer maybe at the end of our segment. So I'm not going to guess. I'm just going to ask.
Okay, excellent. And please stay tuned for that. We'll make sure that we get that information to you. And I love that. Sometimes you just don't know the answers. You just got to research it and find out. But I will tell you, if you don't know what to do, that's maybe still coastal distancing friendly and social distancing friendly, we have plenty to do here. And like we mentioned before, Legion Field is up and running. We have amazing resources throughout Pensacola. Last time I checked, because I wasn't able to talk to you the last time you were on, the Bayfront or the Bayview Community Center.
Yes, yes. So
how is that going? Is it open now?
It is open. Yes, ma'am. So Bayview Community Center is open. And of course, it is such a lovely space. It looks out on Bayou Tahar. So if you are booking the multi-purpose room for a baby shower or for an business, even a business meeting, I just had a meeting in there not too long ago, earlier in this week, and it was so beautiful. We seen boats coming, we seen all of the campers out on the stand-up paddle boards out there. It was amazing. And so that is a beautiful space. And our Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center just opened, and that is on the backside of the So we have kayaks, stand-up paddle boards, bikes, anything that you can think of that's a water sport activity outdoors. We have that available for very affordable rates. These prices were selected by our city councilmen, and they determined what the prices were, and they are so affordable. So even this weekend, if you're interested in getting out on the water, stop by, rent some equipment, and get out on the water. I think it's such a tremendous resource for our area.
I think it's just another reminder that we have resources here. There's things for you to do. You have people coming in on vacation, or letting them know if they have an Airbnb and you want people to enjoy our area. They're going to fall in love with it, and then they're going to want to move here. Just saying, right?
and come on, Pensacola. I mean, or, you know, if you're a visitor and you want to move to the area, it's beautiful. I mean, I don't know anywhere else where you can get a tandem kayak for $15 per hour.
That's it?
$15 per hour.
Whoa, that's actually a really good deal, because I've I've seen much higher rates and paid much higher rates. So that's excellent. And again, you can go to the website to find that out.
www.playpensacola.com. Visit our website. If you go down to the facilities bar, drop down to Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, you'll be able to find our price list. You'll be able to find out our rental agreement form and find out about everything that you need to be able to get started. Have it pre-filled and signed, ready to go, and show up and get everything that you need and to have a blast.
Oh, so much fun. And talking about having a blast, booming, blasting, blaring, whatever, I don't know, I'm trying to find some words to talk about this upcoming weekend. So we were chatting before about how amazing our community maritime park is, and we have movies in the park, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And we have Blues on the Bay, but this is a big weekend for everybody. It's been 2 years since we've celebrated.
Yes.
And so we have a Pensacola Symphony Sparks and Stars happening.
Yes. And it will be at Community Maritime Park in the amphitheater this weekend. So please do come out. I'm fairly new to Pensacola. I moved here in 2018, but I've never had the opportunity to see it. So I'm very excited about the show. I know that I know others who have experienced it, and I've heard that it's an amazing time out there, and everyone was very disappointed that, you know, of course, for obvious reasons due to the pandemic, we weren't able to have that last year. And I can imagine that we're going to have an incredible turnout this year.
I mean, I almost get choked up just thinking about it.
Really?
Because it's going to be amazing. And of course, if you can't actually make it all the way down there, you can listen.
Yes.
Right here on News Radio 92.3 from, I believe it's 7:30 to 9.
Yes.
And then of course, we're going to have fireworks.
Fireworks,
to celebrate.
And I mean, we, you know, the Blues Angels, like, there's so much that you can get from that, and I'm excited about that. It's going to be beautiful.
We're going to have a lot of fun celebrating our independence, right? Miss Independence, the USA herself, and celebrating, I keep saying, how far we have come.
Yes.
Because like you said, last year we were safety first.
This is a great time to serve, I was going to say serve, but celebrate our country this year.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. And give thanks for those who serve our country.
Absolutely.
Because they did not stop throughout COVID. They did not stop throughout Sally here. They did not stop throughout everything that has changed. And so we're celebrating that and the sacrifice and the serving that they do. And we are forever thankful. And we live in a military area,
yes.
a military town. And so we can't help but honor our military members who serve us and keep us safe.
And thank you for your service.
Yes. Thank you so much. Hey, Deja, we're going to take another quick break.
No problem.
And I want to thank you, give a shout out over here. Brianna, her intern, is hanging out with us too, taking everything in. Eventually, we're going to have her on air too. But
mm-hmm.
I love that you are able to bring in individuals and be able to show them what you do, because you do a great job.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's about 9:55 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Captain Eric here with Southeast Air Shuttle. You've heard Andrew McKay talk about how easy it is to fly with me. We jump in the plane and go. There's no lines, no hassles, and no TSA. I'm an Air Force veteran, but I grew up in a Navy family, and the Blue Angels were always a part of my life, and watching them inspired me to become a pilot. And that's why Southeast Air Shuttle is proud to be a sponsor of the history of the Blue Angels. I may not fly the Super Hornet, but my Saratoga will get you where you want to be when you need to be there. It's flying the way it's supposed to be. Southeast Air Shuttle, veteran-owned, veteran-flown. Visit us at flysoutheast.com.
Temperatures are rising, which means your AC unit is going to be working extra hard through the end of summer. The question is your AC unit ready? Get expert help by calling HR Newell Services to make sure your system will keep you cool this summer. Do you have a commercial project that needs HVAC, plumbing, or electrical? Call HR Newell Services to manage the entire project. When your commercial building needs HVAC, plumbing, or electrical, you need to call HR Newell Services at 850-572-3181.
Tuesday nights are reserved for Bands on the Beach, presented every Tuesday night by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. This Tuesday, it's Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs from Louisiana, bringing a great time. There'll even be a Mardi Gras bead throw, I promise. Bring lawn chairs and blankets. Don't bring any pets or glass. This week, it's sponsored by Coldwell Banker. Stop by the Cat Country tent for Buffalo Rock Pepsi and spin the prize wheel. Tuesday night, it's Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
The Blue Angels are returning for the Pensacola Beach Air Show on Saturday, July 10th. And News Radio 92.3 is your broadcast home as the Blues take to the sky. Tune in to FM 92.3 or AM 1620 to hear the air show narration describe the maneuvers as they happen. Are you driving to the beach? News Radio has pre-show coverage and traffic reports to and from the beach. News Radio's coverage of the Pensacola Beach Air Show is brought to you in part by Pensacola International Airport.
Fifty-seven here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Deja Dowdell is here giving us the latest updates and inviting you out this weekend for Symphony Sparks and Stars at the Community Maritime Park. Right outside. Everybody can be outside. It's going to be beautiful. I'm just saying it out loud. Right, Deja?
Yes, it will be. No rain.
No rain. Nuh-uh. Not welcome here. But we also have another fun thing that people can be a part of, and it has to do with some yoga.
Yes, so free yoga in Community Maritime Park. This is an ongoing program that we've had for some time. They are going to be out. Breathe Yoga is a tremendous partner. We love them. And if you are interested in coming out right next to the bay, if you want to go out at Community Maritime Park, we have been pushing that, I know, but it is a program that's available out there. Every first Sunday, we have free yoga. Every third Sunday, we have free Pilates.
Okay.
And that's offered by Pure Pilates Studios. So please come out, visit our website, playpensacola.com, or follow us on Facebook at Play Pecola Parks. You'll find out all the information that you need regarding those programs, 9:30 a.m., 4th of July. Join us out there for free yoga in Community Maritime Park.
Perfect. You did great. That was excellent.
Thanks. And to answer the question that came through regarding where the source of the water for the Legion Field splash pad, that is ECUA. Thank you for asking.